That's Captain Antoniel. Do that to me one more time. We're down to 29 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock on a sunny but chilly Monday morning in Randolph. And we have lost a small black lab with a plain black nylon collar. Answers to the name of Bodie. That was lost a couple of weeks ago up in the Route 66, Interstate 89 area near Randolph Center. And a reward is being offered for this dog. You can call 728-3056. That number, once again, 728-3056, if you happen to find Bodie. Time is 8:30. It's time for a look at Vermont news and weather. Good morning. It's 12 degrees under sunny skies in Randolph. Time for a look at Vermont news and weather at 8:30. Authorities say fire destroyed a 100-year-old building housing a large discount store in Rutland. Fire officials say the Double D discount store on Cleveland Avenue was declared a total loss, but that several homes near the brick and concrete building were saved. The fire was reported shortly before midnight. Rutland firefighters say they were able to contain the flames for a while, but that the fire grew and was out of control by 1 o'clock. At one point, flames shot 100 feet into the air. Officials say one Rutland firefighter, Ira Earl, was treated for minor injuries suffered when a brick wall collapsed nearby. They say there were no other injuries. Officials say the 33,000-square-foot building was owned by Joseph Giancola, who leased it to the operators of the store. Local opposition is growing to an industrial park in Windsor. The park, which will be built in part on prime farmland, has the backing of the local Chamber of Commerce, town selectmen, and state development officials. Windsor voters approved a bond issue to extend services to the park on a 349 to 251 vote. But some nearby landowners are worried that the park will lead to further development of the area, driving taxes up and farmers away. Windsor resident Harold Robinson says the park is symptomatic of Vermont's flagging support for agriculture. In his words, far too many people can only see industry, creation, and tourism as a high priority for the state. Hilda and Bill Yates, who own a 63-acre farm near the proposed park site, agree. Says Yates, if the park will do nothing to raise the quality of life, there will be just more beer joints and fewer libraries. The tone will be different, but the show will go on at the University of Vermont, despite cancellation of an appearance by a Soviet folk ballet. The 90-member Soviet dance troupe's March 11th appearance in Burlington has fallen victim to international events, specifically the Soviet Union's decision to cut back on its cultural exchange with the United States. UVM officials say the Emmett Kelly Jr. Circus has agreed to fill in. And the head of the Vermont Chamber of Commerce says it's time for the state to start advertising for its ski industry. Christopher Barbary says he no longer believes the state should wait until a major snowstorm to begin using some of the $50,000 earmarked for tourism promotion. He says small businesses that depend on the ski trade are suffering because of the below average snowfall. As Barbary puts it, some of them are hurting and hurting bad. Barbary's comments came yesterday after a meeting in Ludlow with more than 50 motel and hotel owners. That's a look at Vermont and local news. We'll check our central Vermont weather forecast right after this.
America is blessed with some of the world's finest farmland. But would you believe it? We're covering up 3 million acres a year with highways, parking lots, housing developments, and shopping centers. About 1 million acres of this land is prime farmland, our best land for growing crops. More and more Americans think it's time now to stop this waste of a valuable natural resource. I'm Eddie Albert with the Soil Conservation Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Our weather forecast for central Vermont calling for light snow this morning, diminishing to scattered flurries this afternoon. Highs will be 20 to 25. Windy and colder tonight with a few flurries likely, lows 0 to 10 above. Highs tomorrow will be in the teens. Winds will be northwest at 6 to 12 miles per hour today, increasing to 12 to 25 miles per hour tonight and tomorrow. And our chance for snow is decreasing to 60% tonight and tomorrow. Currently under sunny skies, we have a temperature reading of 12 degrees. And that's a look at Vermont news and weather at 8:30. I'm Dick Lacolade reporting.
Likely as life. here tonight with you all around me. I'm so glad right now is mine. Honey, tonight, make it all right. Turn on your smile for me for a while. Take me away from where I have been. I know you love me, but love me over again. You have the way to fill my emotions. Not a word left in my mind. Times get so hard, so confusing. You make now a so much better time. So honey, tonight, make it all right. Turn on your smile for me for a while. Take me away from where I have been. I know you love me, but love me over again. Yeah, honey, tonight, make it all right. Turn on your smile.
We're at 23 before the hour of 9, expecting some light snow in Randolph. 14 degrees, and here's Stevie Wonder.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of. Someone more.
Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life, 20 and a half on the left-hand side of 9 o'clock. We'll have news coming your way from Associated Press at 9. 9:05 this morning, Al Watterson.
Tim, would you look after the house when I go in for my gallbladder operation?
Mom, before you get that operation, please, get a second opinion, huh?
When it comes to surgery like removal of gallbladder, cataracts, or hernia, if it's not an emergency, why not get a second opinion? You have every right to another point of view. After all, it's your body, and isn't that worth a second opinion?
For more information, write Surgery, Washington, D.C., 20201, from the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
What do you look for in a bank? Well, if you're like most people, you want two things: a full range of banking services and friendly personal attention. And that's what you get at the Randolph National Bank. We're a full-service bank. That means we can provide you with complete banking services: checking and savings accounts, NOW accounts, certificates of deposit, money market certificates, safe deposit boxes, loans, IRA plans, direct deposit services, bank club, and our anytime teller, the 24-hour automatic teller machine. Whatever your banking requirements are, we can satisfy them. Just as important is the friendly, helpful service you get at Randolph National. We're concerned about you and your family and the community, and so our officers are always ready to discuss your financial needs and advise and assist you in any way possible. A full range of banking services and personal attention. If that's what you're looking for in your bank, come to Randolph National. Member FDIC.
The Ladybug Salon in Bethel is your hair care specialist. Whether you want an acid balance perm, blow dry cut, or a special style, the Ladybug Salon styles both women and men's hair, and they do eyebrow waxing too. If you're in the mood for a new look to match the new year, make an appointment at the Ladybug Salon. Call 234-5563. That's 234-5563. The Ladybug Salon on Main Street in Bethel.
Whole life insurance, term life, decreasing term. Which type of life insurance is right for you? Well, that depends on a lot of factors, and an independent insurance agent of the Holden Agency will be happy to explain the differences. He'll show you how your age, income, family, and your own unique insurance requirements affect the choice of life insurance. He'll make suggestions, but you make the decision. And you know you'll get the finest coverage at the most competitive price because they represent a number of major life insurance companies. The Holden Agency of Randolph and Rochester. They work for you.
Come again.
another big hit for the Charlie Daniels Band. That's Behind Your Eyes. 14 before the hour of 9 o'clock, and time once again to check our weather forecast, brought to you now by the School Street Garage in Randolph.
In a time when energy conservation is one of our nation's most serious concerns, the 1980 Jeep vehicles have once again responded to the challenge. School Street Garage takes pride in the fact that Jeep wrote the book on four-wheel drive. And for 1980, their newest edition is full of the bestsellers. CJ5s, CJ7s, Cherokees, pickups, and others have all been engineered to improve fuel economy and increase their famous dependability. School Street Garage has CJ5s and 7s and Cherokees in stock for you to look over. And there's a new stock of pickups on the way. Jeep, the legend continues at School Street Garage in Randolph.
Well, so far the weatherman has not been quite accurate this morning. He didn't mention the sun, and that's what we have, sunny skies right now. Weatherman is calling for light snow this morning, diminishing to scattered flurries this afternoon. Highs today will be 20 to 25 degrees. But it's going to be windy and colder tonight with a few flurries likely. Lows will be 0 to 10 above, and the highs on Tuesday will be in the teens. Winds out of the northwest at 6 to 12 miles per hour today. They'll increase to 12 to 25 miles per hour tonight and tomorrow. And our chance for snow is decreasing to 60% tonight and tomorrow. Under sunny skies, we have a temperature reading of 16 degrees in Randolph. And this look at our Central Vermont weather forecast has been brought to you by the fine folks at School Street Garage in Randolph.
Just a friendly domino game at the VA hospital to pass time, to forget. These were the lucky ones. They lived. Now these veterans need help, jobs, and to be remembered. The DAV, Disabled American Veterans, is a non-profit, congressionally chartered organization. It gives free help to any disabled veteran and family. For free information, write the Disabled American Veterans, 807 Main Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20024.
Monday is auction day at C.W. Gray & Sons, auctioneers in East Thetford. Every Monday afternoon, livestock is up for sale, starting at 2 o'clock. Plan to attend the auctions at C.W. Gray's Auction Barn on Mondays. And if you have a sale to arrange, C.W. Gray & Sons can be reached by calling 785-2161. Remember, Mondays mean auctions at C.W. Gray & Sons, auctioneers in East Thetford.
Darling, your loving return, hey, this fire in my soul.
Pledging My Love. That's Elvis at 8:30. Before the hour of 9 o'clock, we've got news your way from Associated Press at 9. On our community calendar, the Guild of the United Church of Randolph will hold its January meeting. That'll be tonight at 7:30 at Joanne Dewey's home in Randolph. Everyone is to bring items for a white elephant sale. That's the Guild of the United Church of Randolph holding their January meeting this evening at 7:30 at Joanne Dewey's home.
If your nonprofit club or organization is scheduling an event in the near future, tell us about it. We'll air it for you free of charge. Send the information on a card or in a letter to Community Calendar, WCVR, Box 1320, Randolph, Vermont. The zip is 05060.
Pearly's Exxon proudly announces that they are now your U-Haul agent. Local or long distance, Pearly's Exxon and U-Haul can arrange your moving needs. And if your car isn't ready for that cold winter ahead, now's the time to have your vehicle checked over. From batteries, antifreeze, and tune-ups to world-famous Atlas tires, Duke can have your car ready for any kind of winter weather ahead. Pearly's Exxon, your newest U-Haul agent and your car's winter headquarters, Exit 3 off I-89.
The Adult Education Office at Randolph Area Vocational Center has announced its spring semester courses. If you'd like to enroll in the diploma program, take a business, health and physical education, vocational, technical, or leisure skill course, you can register by mail or phone or in person tonight, registration night, from 7 till 10 at the Vocational Center. There are tuition-free classes for eligible adults and special tuition rates for senior citizens. Register for an adult ed course. You'll be glad you did. Classes start the week of February 4th.
WCVR.